You're listening to the Last Man In Podcast. Covering Winnipeg hockey and the NHL.
Scheifele dances his way in. Scheifele scores!
Last Man In Podcast, episode number 200. We did it.
200.
200.
Guess who's not here to celebrate?
Greg, but not. It's my schedule and it's awful. I looked at, like, that's why I was here last week. And then I looked up my schedule for this month and I'm like, wow,
podcast is good. I guess we did one a couple weeks ago.
No, we've been doing pretty good lately. Like, the last 3 months we've been pretty good. Now the summer months are rolling around. We already know Greg mails it in on Fridays at work. He said that not
on Fridays.
Multiple times throughout the course of the podcast. Years that we've done
it. You know what? It's a good model. For anybody.
It's great. It's beautiful outside. Especially after like the week that we just had where it's just raining on and off and it sucks.
So you mean normal Mayweather.
That's true. Yeah, great point.
Not the plus 35 that we had for last week.
Okay, so last week, I don't know what day it was, I decided to, I was going for a run, and I'm like, yeah, it's fine, it's only plus 30, whatever, we'll real sweat it out, get a good sweat on. Running, and I thought the promise...
Bad idea.
Right?
I'll tell you that right now.
I was soaked, I was getting sunburnt, and then it started raining, and I'm like, this is nice and cool. I thought the promise of rain brought, it got colder. It didn't. It got more humid. It was awful. It sucked. That day, it got humid, and it was awful, and I was already wet from the rain, and it was gross and soppy, and you know when you, like, pull your shirt, and it's like, make that gross sticky sound?
What's the line from Horrible Bosses?
I think of it. I'm not
Can't
sure.
Can't run a marathon without putting a couple band-aids on your nipples. That's it.
But what does that have to do with a wet shirt?
You're a chafing from running in a wet shirt?
I've never usually I wear like the dry fit shirts, but
yeah,
even
well that'll
then,
help, but it sucks.
I've never, the farthest I've ran is 15 kilometers, so
that's pretty good.
Well, I didn't have chafing though, but apparently
that's okay. It's not a bad thing, but
when you go for a run, do you bring a water bottle? Because I don't bring anything. Usually I'm not gone for more than an hour.
Well, fun fact, I don't run anymore.
Okay, well when you did, or if you do, would you bring it?
You know, no, because I just found it a pain in the ass to hang on to.
Same. Okay. See? Because I got some shit about it. I got some gruff and gripe.
But I never went 15. Like, if I went 15K, I would bring a water bottle.
Okay. I do have a hydro pack.
Like, I used to go, like, 4 or 5K, and I'd chance it.
Okay. Well, but and also because we're staying around the area. Like, 4 or 5K, you're probably doing a loop. You're not doing Michael Scott. Go 5K in one way.
Where are we? 5 kilometers from the office.
You didn't do it in a circle?
You couldn't have made it in a circle. Yes, and don't carb load on fettuccine right before you run. You will puke. Also, rabies is already cured.
Oh, The Office is fantastic.
It's such a good show.
So this show's about sports. Although I just, right before I hit, I'm like, Dan, did you watch game 3? And he's like, no. And I was like, good, me neither.
I didn't. I know the score.
What was the score? Actually, I wrote it down.
3-1.
3-1.
For the good guys.
For the good guys. Ovechkin. Yeah. What we found out, do we know what happened to Kuznetsov? Because we know it looked like he broke his wrist and then he played.
Well, they never said anything and he played and he looked pretty good.
And then he quoted Michael Jordan. He's like,
you always play better when you're hurt or something.
Yeah, which that quote is from MJ in a playoff run. They said he had the flu and he was playing. Schmoz. No way. He was drunk. He was drunk. He was hungover, and he's playing. That's what it was.
Maybe.
No, fact.
He could have
I'm going to say it's a
the
fact.
No, they wouldn't know.
Well, that's what you tell the media, obviously. But they're like, oh, he's so courageous, playing with the flu. And I'm like, don't party the night before. How about that? You're in the NBA Finals. What are you talking about?
Well, you can play that good, why wouldn't you?
I guess. Yeah, even you hungover with you with the flu at 70% is better than your nearest competitor, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you watching the NBA Finals?
No.
What do you think about
the same
teams?
I haven't watched an NBA game in like...
What was the last NBA game you watched?
I have never watched a full NBA game in my entire life. Like from start to finish.
That's
never.
Okay. Well, have you watched the last 2 minutes of a game?
Like maybe. I don't know. To me, basketball, I don't know.
I know, it's different environments.
I had this conversation with somebody else today.
Okay.
I think the thing about basketball that I don't like is there's so much, like, it's just, it's like score, 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 score.
Yeah.
I don't find it exciting.
That's fair.
I really don't.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't have to defend against
me. I think
me.
part of the joy of hockey is that there's not a goal every 24 seconds. You know, like,
hockey's somewhere in between basketball and soccer.
Which can be bad, because then you can have games that are terribly boring in hockey. But for the most part, it's the excitement of trying to get a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I just think I can't get into basketball. I just can't.
That's fair.
I'm sorry. Like, I really admire what they do. And I really respect that one guy can be so good.
Right? LeBron,
or, like,
LeBron
so
James?
Important to a
are
team,
you talking
right?
about James Harden or LeBron James here?
Either or.
But LeBron, like, James is so good that guys, when they're free agents and they're on an Eastern Conference team, they're like, I'm going to go to the West. They're like, but you have to beat the Warriors. They're like, yeah, but we'll
LeBron.
Stand a better chance.
Yeah.
Toronto, their coach got fired after doing, like, an incredible job with them. He worked for them for 2011, so 7-8 years in there, whatever that length. And then they fired him the year he got Coach of the Year. Because they're like, not getting it done. He's like, no one else could be LeBron either. What
are
you talking about?
I really don't know what they expected him to do.
No, and then I hope they have a better replacement, because I don't think they do have a better replacement than him.
Yeah. No, basketball. And, you know, I think the fact that it's been the same four teams in the final every year, that's pretty lame.
For the last 4 years?
That's pretty lame.
Who are you pulling for? Braun, or Golden State?
Honestly, I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Basketball, to me, like, doesn't even exist. I'm not trying to be rude, just, it doesn't.
It's okay, that's, like, way back in the day when
I couldn't even, like, I didn't even know it was the fourth straight, like, I thought it was, like, the second or third year that they've played in a row. I didn't know it was the fourth.
And it's, no, to my knowledge, no other professional sports league has had the same two teams meet 4 years in a row. Because I've seen threes happened a couple times before.
Well, and I had to go back and look at it. And so Golden State's won two of them.
Yeah,
and
LeBron has
won. Cleveland's won one.
Well, LeBron has one, yes.
Well, yes.
And then he's like, I'm just going to trade away a bunch of guys.
Although, I think we did mention on the last week that the last time LeBron James missed the NBA final, the Atlanta Thrashers still existed.
I did hear that, definitely. So, that's crazy. That's madness.
That's about as much into basketball as I know.
That's okay. Well, that's like dating back to like... people I ran into the year that Jets came back, they're like, yeah, we're from Atlanta. And I was like, well, thanks to the Thrashers. They're like, who? That'd be like, if I'm sure we'd hear about an
Thank
NBA
you, exactly.
team. Like, I'm sure we'd hear if we had an NBA team, because we're a tinier town than Atlanta. But, like, still, they didn't know they had a professional sports team.
Yeah, I can't say I'm surprised.
No, it's not.
It's sad, but...
that Sunbelt stuff. I mean, Tampa and Florida are doing great. Or they seem to be
Florida's doing okay. Shit.
Well... yeah, Jonathan Marchessault.
They get, like, nobody there, but, like, attendance, like, there's nobody there.
Didn't they just get new ownership, though? Or is that's Carolina.
Carolina. No, Tampa Bay does really good. Again, granted, I don't know what their ticket prices are, but...
I hear Tampa, it has really good prices on beer, from as weird as that sounds.
There. Like, I don't think Tampa Bay charges a high-end ticket price, because I don't think people will go. Like, the diehards, but...
yeah.
You know, but I mean, they do sell out. So I mean, you can, if you want to call that a success, I'd call it a success.
If you're selling out games, I mean, you're obviously you're either breaking even or making money. And
one
if you're losing money, then I question
it. One thing I really have noticed, though, like watching the games on TV, like Winnipeg was just so loud during the playoffs.
Yeah,
Vegas is pretty rowdy. Nashville is pretty rowdy. Tampa, it's quiet, man.
Yeah.
Like,
they're older people,
it seems.
I bet it isn't. They're just... maybe they don't know how to react to, like...
I don't know.
Well, I mean, okay, they got... let's go down the list of teams in Tampa. They have... so the Rays play in the second... the worst. The worst. Tropicana Field is a junk hole. You know the old Canadian Stadium? Like, before they got the turf? Before the new turf, they had concrete turf?
Yeah.
That would be a better arena than Tropicana Field.
Bad.
It sucks. So... they have the Rays, who aren't great. Then who else do they have? They have Orlando Sun, or Orlando...
well, Orlando's a different city, though.
Oh, shit, good point. Never mind, then. No, they have Tampa...
they have the...
that soccer team,
the
but
Bucks.
It's... oh, Tampa Bay Bucks. Oh, they got a crazy fan
base. I don't know, I just don't think...
that...
like,
oh, it's college
town. I think they have a decent amount of, like, fans. It's just, it's not, like... hockey to Tampa people in Tampa Bay... compared to hockey, the people in Winnipeg or Nashville, like, it's just not.
Well, that's like baseball.
It's not even the same.
We have an independent league. I don't think we're necessarily loud, but yeah. We're
like, we I have just fans. I just don't think it's as, you know, not saying they don't support the team. I just don't think it's as big a, you know, like I mean, Winnipeg, like the Jets, like that was the, that's all anybody talked about.
Oh, that's
the I don't line. Think I like Tampa Bay. I don't think you get that.
No, I don't. Yeah, I,
like they have a good, you know, again, they have a obviously have a good fan base, but. Yeah, I just don't think you get quite that.
That pull?
Yeah.
That allure? Wait, what was that stat I just had? Oh, okay. So we neither of us have watched Game 3, so we can't really comment on much. We know the score. Kuznetsov played. I think
he did the pterodactyl.
Did he?
He did. And he scored.
It's not. Isn't it the eagle?
I don't know.
I mean, actually, they're both birds.
I don't know. You know, honestly, like, I'm sure it's one of those things where, like, if he does it against your team, you're like, ugh!
He does it so much against Philadelphia, that's why.
But
oh, I
right now I'm kind of liking it.
That's so. Fair. That's okay. Well, because he's doing it against a team that beat your team to be there.
Yeah, and like I guess maybe that's why I'm bitter.
I wouldn't
I
like
guess,
it
like
if...
I'm bitter still. I don't know. I don't know. I said to Greg, like, I'm over Vegas. Like,
I actually
I'm just over it. I don't know. I'm just
I heard someone just passing by. They were saying that they were like, oh yeah, well, Vegas got everyone's best players and Bettman's totally on their side. And I was like, I don't think you knew how the NHL draft
and thing see, yeah, worked. That's what I said to Greg. I'm like, people saying that they got these good players, like, they shouldn't, there's no way they should be as good as they are.
They're the Golden Misfits.
They're the Golden Horseshoes.
Not a who's calling them horseshoes?
Is I'm calling you? Them that.
Why?
Because they are proving right now that if Marc-Andre Fleury doesn't stand on his goddamn head, they don't win.
That's okay.
They got extremely lucky against the Jets.
Well, Pekka stood on his head a bunch to get Nashville there, too.
Yeah, like Pekka, every team. Pekka played like garbage. And
yeah, I know. And there the you go. So the horseshoe left them.
I'm just saying. I just.
It's a shame this horseshoe couldn't have left last
time. I'm
round
not saying they don't deserve it. I mean, they.
They earned their way to
they've
get
earned
there.
It.
Yeah.
As much as people don't like it, they've earned it. You can't tell them they didn't earn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You just don't like it. Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know. It's not that I don't like it. I'm just over the whole
wow, this
spectacle
is...
of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the pageantry with the pregame. And I don't know. I just like, I don't dislike it. I'm like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
Like everyone's like, oh my God, look at that pre-show. And I'm like, you know what?
But it's Vegas. That's expected too. Cause
yeah. Well, and shows, I get right? that. What's your opinion on Greg and I were talking last week? So game one, I think they had like a 17-minute pregame thing, and the game started at like almost 7:30 instead of 7 o'clock, and people were complaining about it. People said it's not. People basically said it's not. It's advantageous to the Golden Knights because they've done it all year, and the other teams don't do it. So if you're expecting the game to start at 7, like 7:10, and it starts at 7:30, you know. A lot of sport is going through your routine and getting prepared, right?
Yeah. So what's the question?
Do you think it gives them an advantageous advantage when they do that? But our question was, so like say next year, say the Jets have a 17-minute Fozzie concert before the game. Does the NHL go to them and say, you can't do that? How do they?
Oh.
What if other teams start doing this? Having 20-minute pregame intro things. What's your opinion on that?
That's like, a great point. You know
what would the NHL's response be? Because they can't go, turn to them and say, you can't do that.
I thought you were going to go by the... Before you said, like, Fozzie concert, use a different example. I thought you were going to say...
What does Winnipeg have, really?
Well, no. Yeah, that's true.
Everyone, they have the lead everybody singer listening's like, Switch. Everybody listening is like, who's Fozzie? It's Chris Jericho's band.
Yeah, and Chris Jericho goes on tour and says, yeah, hey, he's awesome. But, like, Chris Jericho says, yeah, people come to see Fozzie because they love rock. No, they're there to see you, Chris, and you know it. Get out of here. Oh, get the hell out of here.
I've listened to their music.
Yeah, the what's that one, Judas?
Yeah, it's okay.
I go see it if it came to Winnipeg.
I go see it.
To go see Chris Jericho.
Exactly.
Yeah, you bet your ass I'm wearing my wrestling gear there for sure. I thought the original question was going to be, should the NHL cap pregame ceremonies Vegas and Montreal.
You can throw that in too. Should there be a cap on it?
I would say start it. You, if you want a pregame ceremony, you start at 7, the cap at 7:15. It would be the 50, I give you 15 minutes.
Or my other thing was they can go, they go to Vegas and say, you can do whatever you want before the game, but the puck drops at 7:08 or 7. What time is the puck?
7:07 usually. Yeah.
The puck drops at 7:07. If you want to spend the 15 minutes between warm-up and game time doing that, go right ahead.
I like that idea.
But the,
that's great.
Because, like, honestly, like, I really hope some other teams just start doing it just to see what happens.
No one's... Yeah.
Why not?
Montreal does it, but it's usually only 5 minutes, and I've bitched about that to Montreal. Like, I bitched about Montreal, like, oh, yeah, do we really need a kid lighting the flame of your ice? Like, what is it, representing your torch season that you had? Like, every year.
It's the fire sale that is Montreal. The,
so bad they suck.
Yeah. But, yeah, like...
No, that's a great question. Yeah, I'm okay, like, I enjoy the spectacle, but, like, okay, I'll just... Secret time. I even skip through the YouTube video, like, minutes at a time, because that's how long it is.
Yep.
It's like a 10-minute... I watched game two. I didn't watch game one. No, wait. No, I watched game one. I didn't watch game two. Because game one was, like, where they, like, that capital, and then it, like, gets pulled away again, yep. And then there's archeries and all that jazz going on.
I'm just, yeah, like, I really would love to know, yeah, like, what other people think.
I'm totally fine with putting a cap on it, even putting it before, like, cutting into pregame, or just having pregame start early and saying, all right, here's your whatever, here's your time.
I just would really be really, really curious to see how the NHL would react to that.
Everyone starts doing it. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's like the 1-3-1. Everyone started doing
it. Everyone started doing
it. And Philly is like, all right, piss off.
The game. Yeah.
Yeah. Chris Pronger got a penalty for delay a game, and he freaked out. And he's like, all right, what do I have to do to stop that? They're like, the puck camp has to be in motion. So Chris Pronger just stick handled it while holding still. Oh, the Flyers.
Yeah.
No, I'm totally fine with that because it is a little long. I'm fine with, you give them 15 minutes. I'd cap it at 15 minutes and start it before, like, do your pregame or whatever. It's like, hey, if the TV wants to pick it up, fine. If not, find a stream of it or something. Oh, no, you can't find it. Well, yeah, I mean, not legally can you find a stream, but if you go on the internet and go to Rent and Hockey Streams, you'll find great top-quality HD streams. I don't know anything about this.
Yeah.
I have NHL.com. The streams work better.
There you go. Yeah, that's just...
Or I have Game Center, sorry. I don't have NHL.com. I own NHL.com. It's mine now. That's a great question. Yeah. I'm totally fine with that. Like, I'm fine with them capping them and putting it before.
Because
it is getting... What, 17 minutes was the second one? Or the first one?
Game one, 17 minutes.
That's too
long. So it delayed the game by...
That's almost a half hour, like, network television show, which is 22 minutes.
Well, and the TV networks are eating it up because they broadcast the whole thing because it's...
And there's no...
And again, like, I have nothing against it. Like, I mean, whatever. But I would be really curious, if other teams start doing it.
Well, and it does schmoz up your pregame ritual, which... Like, no one likes sitting on the bench after you're, like, pumped up, and then it's like, all right, please welcome to the ice.
Yeah.
This guy who used to play on our team, he's going to say a speech, though.
Yeah. Well, like, I get that it's like, taken to it. Like, it's like, cranked up to 11 because it's the Stanley Cup final, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
But they still done it. Oh, have they done it every game, though? Oh, you didn't go to a game. That's Greg.
I said to Greg last week, I said, every other team in the NHL, next year, when Vegas comes to town, they should do it and not tell them.
Like, not tell Vegas?
Yeah, just
but
do it.
Vegas or, would start
thinking. Or, like, tell them the day. I'll be like, oh, by the way, we're having a 20-minute whatever.
Don't tell them. Just wait till they're on the bench.
Just do it.
That's what Vegas is doing to everyone, so who cares?
Just do it.
That's fair. I'm okay with that.
I think it'd be hilarious.
What would be Winnipeg's? Like, a Jeff Fozzie concert?
Well, I don't know.
How much does it cost to have Fozzie have a residency at the MTS Center?
I don't know.
Where would they play? They're not taking up the seats above the
stage
butt lounge.
Coming down from the ceiling. Although that wouldn't work because there'd be... I don't know. I'm just saying. I think it'd be really funny if they just...
On top of the jumbo... In the jumbotron. There it is. There's gaps. There's gaps.
I just think it'd be really funny if a team did it. And just for the reaction. See what happens.
Who would be the first team to do it? My guess is New York. Rangers. They have the money. And they have the show people to do it. Rangers... Be hilarious from Arizona. That'd be funny.
And like I have no problem with them bringing entertainment into hockey. I know a lot of bitter people are like, "Oh, this is hockey. This is not, you know, it's not a show." I don't care. I'm fine with it.
Things adapt.
Yeah,
I get it. And also, again, it's Vegas. They're known for their showmanship, so it makes sense. Anything else happen in the hockey world? Like, I know the combine happened. Which actually, I heard a great take from Jeff Vietter, used to be Jeffler on Twitter,
yep.
But it wasn't on Twitter. It was from his just his website, the Face Off Circle. That's what it's called. I'll tweet about it. Jeff Vietter said, "We all know, like Rasmus Dahlin, we all know he's going first, so he doesn't need to participate, but he did participate in the combine. So what you do is, as Buffalo, you figure out his weaknesses and his strength, and you create a program for him to work on in the offseason. Say, okay, this is clearly your weaknesses. These are your strengths. We'll work on, I don't know, 40 weakness, 60 strength. Or like some people are like, always work on your weaknesses, and then they become your strength. But then your strengths will become your weaknesses. I liked what Gary Roberts said up for Steven Stamkos way back in day. This is paraphrasing. It's something different. But basically, Gary Roberts for Steven Stamkos said, we're going to work 60% strength, 40% weakness, so that your strength remains your strength and your weakness just gets better.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to always work on your weaknesses, because then your strength is going to take a hit too.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe a little bit. But what do you think of that? Like, actually just using the combine to be like, hey, okay, so clearly you're not good at pull-ups. Good thing you're never going to need to do a pull-up in an NHL game. But we did notice that you're a little weak with your biceps, so maybe we'll work on, like, your push strength or, like, push-pull. Or what's that called?
With the sled?
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying in general, like, the term for it. Like, push-pull, like, working on those reactionary muscles or something. Yeah, yeah. Stuff like that. I thought that was
pretty...
Because
this is the whole Sam Bennett couldn't do a chin-up thing, right? Yeah.
Actually, I didn't even think of that.
I mean, that's interesting, like... I guess it depends, on your philosophy or, like, the, you know, I'm sure that they all, like you said, they all have trainers and they all have coaches that are pushing them through their, you know, through the workouts and helping them get better, but, yeah, that's interesting, because, like you said, like, you know, you want to improve your weaknesses, but you don't want to take away from your strengths, right? And everyone's going to have something, like, there's... Every guy in the NHL, you look at them and you go, yeah, he's good at this, but, you know, not good at this, and this. So.
Like Phil Kessel, like if I'm going to make the joke towards Phil Kessel, love Phil, but if one of his weaknesses is clearly caloric restriction, you got to hold back on those hot dogs, buddy. Like, come on.
I've seen a picture of Phil in like golf shirt. He's an average dude.
But we've grown so accustomed to seeing like, these just shredded jacked guys.
Yeah, I guess.
Actually, who is a shredded jack? No one's shredded jack in the NHL. Yeah,
exactly. No one.
In
really
shape.
Well, they're in shape. Yeah.
I miss the days of guys doing interviews without shirts on.
I would say it's Phil. Funny. I would say Phil's in shape, because if he wasn't in shape, he wouldn't be in the league. So.
That's a great point.
But I don't know. That's interesting philosophy. I don't know what you. I guess it's a personal philosophy, like strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
What do you feel is best? Like, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Also at the combine, Mark Lazarus, he works for TSN, I believe. He asked Adam Bockfist, he's a defenseman from Sweden. He's like, hey, who's your favorite player? And he's like, Erik Karlsson. And he's like, who's your favorite player growing up? And he's like, Erik Karlsson. And Mark Lazarus was like, God, I'm old. Because Carlson's what, only 28?
Yep.
29?
Well, 28. Then we've gotten to the... The one that kind of hit home for me, the world thing, is that Nolan Patrick, when he just got drafted last year.
Yeah.
When the Jets came back to Winnipeg, he was 12 years old. I remember being at the party when the Jets came back. Like,
We were there! We all went!
I was at what? So I guess I would have been 20 at the time. He was 12.
Now he's in the NHL.
Like, that's when I was like, oh.
It hasn't hit... Well, it's hit a few times, but, like, our favorite player... Like, growing up, we still have a few favorite players in the league. My favorite player all time is Jordan Tutu. He hasn't officially retired yet, but he didn't play... I don't think he played a game this year. Like, I don't know. I think they bought him out in Chicago, but, like...
Yeah.
Until, like, those guys, like, start retiring, or, like... Dude, even, like, Alfredson's, like, in the front office now and getting in trouble for saying off-the-record comments, and yet someone wrote an article
about off-the-comment true comments.
Yeah, like, off-the-comment true comments of he doesn't like the ownership of Eugene Melnyk, which is...
Does anybody after what he said this year?
I don't think anyone likes him. Like, why would you even... I wouldn't want to support him, but I'd want to support... I don't know. Oh, here's one to bring it back to about the draft. This morning on the local news radio, sports radio, they're talking about should the Jets go after Edmonton's 10th overall pick And if so, we're going to do the hypothetic. What would be the package you sent? They were suggesting Tyler Myers and something else. Nothing crazy big.
Yeah.
But Tyler Myers was like the main centerpiece. What would you want from Edmonton? Okay, if you're going for the 10th pick and or, what would you want? I said Tyler Myers, Brian Little. Hold on, just stick with me here. For Nugent Hopkins or and Jesse Puljujärvi.
Well, the thing is, I don't think the Jets need the 10th pick. I don't think they need a first-round pick.
Yeah, that's completely fair. It was just a hypothetical to waste time
on. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and honestly, if you're going to get rid of a roster guy, like, I wouldn't even be worried about bringing a roster player back. You're freeing up cap for Paul Stastny. Because I think they want to keep him. I think he wants to stay, whether they can work it out or not. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm more of the opinion that if you know, maybe they do move someone out to make room for Stastny. I said this last week. I think the prime guy to move would be Little, but I don't know how appealing that contract is.
And can Edmonton afford that one? Or
well, like, but just in, also, like just in general, like yeah. A move in general, right? Like I get where the Myers thing is coming from because there's a lot of money tied into that decor.
And Tucker Pullman, Sammy, because
and Jacob Trouba is going to get a big deal, and Josh Morrissey, I think Morrissey will get a bridge, he's going to get a big deal in 2 or 3 years. So, not big, but like $4 or $5 million probably
in 3 years. Or yeah. You think he'll get that?
I don't think he'll get it now.
He's pretty good.
If they go long term, I think he'll get $4 or $4.5 million. I don't know. It's really hard to say, but I get where people are saying, you know, like Myers and Kulikov are the third pair, which makes they each make what $4.5 million, $5 million.
I think so.
I think Myers makes five. His cap hits $5.5 million, and I think Kulikov's $4.5 million or just under $4.5 million. So it's basically $10 million for your 5-6 defensemen, which for 5 and 6 defensemen, those are two pretty good guys to have, but. You know, can you free up some space there and use it elsewhere? It's interesting. I don't know. I thought Myers had a really good year, really good playoff.
How many years does he have left on that contract?
One or two.
Oh.
One maybe? Yeah.
Would they even re-sign him after that, though? Because of Tucker Pullman and Sammy Niku? Because I think it's evident
Toby
Hedstrom's not coming back.
Wow. Did you guys talk about the whole, he didn't even show up for the... For their exit day?
I think we mentioned in passing.
Yeah, I think he's gone. I don't know. I think it all comes down to what Myers wants.
Okay.
I think he's a good fit.
I think he's great in Winnipeg. He's a fantastic fit. Especially, like, they're not giving him top role, but when injuries happen, he can fill in the top role and be formidable.
Well, the other thing you have to keep in mind, too, is that Buff's got, what, 2 years left on his deal? 3 years left on his deal?
I think it's three.
And are they going to, like, what's Dustin Byfuglien going to be when he's 30? He'll be, what, 36, 37?
I think 38 at the end.
Yeah, so, like, what's he going to be, right? So, I think Myers goes in there, you know, fills that hole. But, I don't know. It's really interesting.
That's fair. Now,
Tucker Pullman's a lefty.
I think he's a right shot, isn't he?
Right shot.
Okay. I don't know. Here, I'll go to the Google real quick and see. Let's find out. Top notch reporter.
But then you also had Ben Chiarot, who played, I thought was really good.
He's still on for next year. So
yeah, I thought he was really solid. Then you've got Morrow, like who you could probably sign for a relatively cheap cost, and he was pretty good.
Tucker Pullman's a right shot.
Right shot, yeah. Mm. I think I said to Greg, like, I think Sammy Niku's in the AHL for another year, which I don't think is a bad thing.
No, not at all.
Just, there's no sense rushing. But I think Logan Stanley he'll be AHL next year probably, right?
Yeah, he's going to be there for a while, I think.
Well, but that's okay.
No, I think, like, he's a lifer. I don't think he even...
Coming to the AHL,
He gets turned and burned too often in junior.
Well, maybe.
Like, it's not great. Yeah. But, hey, good... You can come back at me and tell me I'm wrong, like, for sure. And I want to see people succeed, but from what I've seen with my super expertise in hockey in general.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to correlate to...
I haven't watched him play a game in junior, so I don't know.
I haven't watched too much, maybe 20 games.
Yeah. Well, and like, that's why, yeah.
He gets turned and burned, yeah. Like, from junior kids.
I don't know. Like, if I'm the Jets, I try and hang on to your D-Cor for another year or two.
That's fair.
I mean, I would really think they should hang on to it for this year, because I think they have a... I think they have a pretty decent shot to win the whole thing this year. Or, I guess, next year, I would say now. You know what I mean? Like, not, like...
Yeah, yeah. Going into next season...
Yeah.
Jets are top five in the NHL, if not the number one dog. What's changed?
I think they're a cup favorite, so I think...
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm getting at. Like, yeah, they are, for sure, in the conversation.
I think you try and hang on to as much of that team as you can, even if you're up against the cap for the whole, you know, the whole year. I mean, I don't know.
They don't even, as you said, like, it's funny and ironic. Last time it was you and I, how we talked about... the Jets now have so much depth and no money and people want to come to them.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, right? Like, this might be the first year that they'd be an enticing option to free agents, and yeah, they've got no...
But they've built... They've got
no roster space, and they've got very little money, so...
They've built it off what they've always planned on, which is from within. That's a fantastic plan. You can't go wrong with that. That's what I love about that.
In all actuality, like, their free agent signing was... It wasn't a signing, but it was Stastny. Like, he... waived his no trade. He agreed to come to Winnipeg. They always said, you know, good players would never do that. And that's he did. And he fit in great. And I really hope he's back next year. And, you know, even if he takes a one-year deal to try and win it all. But I don't know. It's interesting. I don't see the Jets making a deal for a draft pick. I really don't.
That's fair.
Because they've got so much.
It's projected that the cap is going to be $80 million for next year, right, so that goes up what $8 million? Isn't that 72 right?
74.
Well, let's find out. Let's go ahead. But in the meantime, I was just going to ask if it goes to 80. I think they make that Stastny deal, and I bet what is he making now? 7? I bet he takes 4 to 5 for a 1 year deal. Just to see
I think he's worth probably.
Absolutely, he's worth more than that.
I think he's worth 5 to 6. Like that's what I think he's worth. Because you got to keep in mind, he's 32 years old too, right?
Yeah. So now it's time to sign to a 5-year deal when he's aging. Oh, they did that last year, Brian Little. How much is the cap?
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Just type in NHL.
They have it at 75, but I think that's going to go up. That's what it is now.
Okay. No, that's perfect.
Hang on.
Yeah. Doing top-notch research, it's okay.
It's great.
That's fine. That's what we're all about. That's what we're all about, that top-notch research.
Yeah, I really think they got to try. It's 75 right now. Okay, so it's going and it was 75, minutes? So it goes up 5. So, I mean, there's
but just... But you still have to sign
there's
Trouba.
Your Stastny deal, but you have Trouba, Morrissey, and Hellebuck. Those are the big three.
Are you on cap-friendly? Go to the... Yeah, could you go to the Jets one? I just want to see how much is coming off the books and then go from there. Because there's no
way... So
their
projected cap hit right now, $54 million.
What? What do you mean? They only spent 54... Oh, okay.
That's what their projected cap hit right now for next year is.
Oh, okay, okay, got it.
But...
Okay.
They have...
Who's coming off the books? Or actually, no, that would be for next year. So you go ahead then. So 54, so we have... 6...
So Brandon,
we have $26 million to work.
So
with.
RFAs that are up right now: Brandon Tanev, Joel Armia, Adam Lowry, Marco Dano. Now, I think Lowry, Armia, Tanev, you signed Dano. I would just let
absolutely.
Him, I would just let him go.
100% on that.
UFAs,
one.
You've got Matthias, Hendricks, and Stastny. So Matthias gone. Hendricks, he was really good. So I guess it depends what you can. I mean, you can get him for cheap. It's just a matter of what they can afford. I think. And then you've got Stastny. But then UFA, you've got... RFA, you've got Morrissey, Trouba, and actually Poolman and Morrow. Those are all RFAs.
Okay.
And then you've got Connor Hellebuck, RFA. So if you figure they've got $25 million to play with next year, let's do the math game.
Yeah, I got all the players written down. So
like,
tell me what you think they're worth and we'll add it up.
So let's say Morrissey gets... 4.
Okay, hold on here. I'm just...
4, wait, 4.5, 4?
I'll go 4.
Let's go 4. Say he gets 4.
Okay.
Trouba, what, 6?
Yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah. Okay. Six. Okay.
Hellebuyck, what, 6.5? 7? Like, what?
How much is he getting paid now? 2 and 2. Ah, it doesn't matter.
But he was a six. He's a Vezina finalist. I mean, we'll say six.
Okay.
Is that starting goalie money or like what?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, actually, just side note real quick. I want to mention this because we're on goalies.
Yeah.
So Carter Hart is the first player of Philadelphia, or no, just in general, to win CHL's goalie of the year back to back.
Yeah.
Today they did an article on TSN with like pros and cons of the Philadelphia Flyers season and all that, and they were like bad players, and they wrote Yuri Laterra, Dale Weiss, and Peter Mrazek, and I was like, Pete, how dare you? He helped them get in the playoffs, and then they're like, he did have an .891 save percentage. I'm like, hey, they're
in looking... the playoffs? Or
they... No, they didn't play
him. They were in the playoffs, yeah.
Well, they made the playoffs. He didn't play him in the playoffs.
Oh, that's right, too, yeah.
But, not at all. It was always Elliot. But anyways, they were like .891 save percentage. It has to be better. And I'm like, how dare they? They're looking at
But he only played like, what, like 15 games?
Yeah, but I'm like, the thing I'm going at is they're looking at it from a scope of the NHL. We all know what Philadelphia is. It's a black mass of goalie death.
It is.
Goalie in Philly with .890? That ain't bad. I'll take that. Yep. Hey, we dealt with Steve Mason forever. 4 years. Okay, go.
So Lowry, what, 3? Just under 3?
I'll give 3. Yeah. Okay, 3. Next.
Armia.
He's so polarizing.
Like 2 and a quarter?
I'll go 2 and a quarter. I'll do 2 and a quarter.
Tanev, like 1 and a quarter, maybe.
And a quarter?
Yeah, for Tanev.
Okay.
1 and a quarter?
Yeah, I'll do 1 and a quarter. 1 and a quarter.
So what are we at?
We're at 76 and a half.
So that leaves $3.5 million.
And that's for Pullman, Morrow,
Stastny,
and then Hendricks, if we want to.
Yeah, I think Hendricks they probably would let go.
Okay, so Hendricks let go. I'll cross him off.
So if you figure,
you have 4.5 so for Pullman.
Morrow, I would say Morrow's like what, like a mil tops, like maybe even a little under,
probably.
Right. So that's
okay. So that's 1. So that's 77.5.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you got
Pullman. What would he be like? Under a mil, probably.
He'd probably take a two year.
Because he didn't really play a whole lot.
Right? I do 2 year, 1.75.
You think that much? He didn't play that much.
So, okay, fine. We'll give him 750.
Like, he wouldn't be in the starting six.
Fine, 750?
Like 950? I don't know.
We'll give him 8. We'll meet in the middle and say 8. So now it's 78.3, and we still have the same stats.
There you go, right? And then not to mention the year after, you have Kyle Connor up. You have Patrick Laine up. You have Blake Wheeler up.
But this is the big... This is the big one. Because it's the first year that all the young guys are like, we know what these guys can do already. There's no... Like, I understand the bridge aspect, and I do... I like bridge contracts, because it's like PK Subban, and he's like, all right, I'll take a bridge, but you better know that at the end of this contract, I'm getting paid.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And that's why I understand the Morrissey thing, because it's like, okay, we know what he can do. But let's see if we give him a little more like responsibility, see how he handles it. Yeah. I'm sure he's going to pass the flying colors. Like, yeah. I can't say anything better about Josh. I love Josh Morrissey.
Now, the kicker will be the year after.
Yeah, we got it.
Steve Mason's gone.
Well, that's a... you need help with that kicker?
If you don't...
Boot him!
So, if you don't sign Myers and you let Mason go, there's $10 million freed up the next year. So, there's Laine's contract.
Okay. Which is obviously going to happen, I assume, unless
he shambles. I would assume it happens this year.
Yeah, unless he shambles around some money.
But then you still have to sign Andrew Kopp, Kyle Connor, and Blake Wheeler.
That's a big deal.
It's so, you know what? There's going to be somebody there's going to be one or two guys in the next couple of years that are just going to have to either get rid of or just move on from, because they just can't keep it all.
Could you package, because looking forth, Myers and Kopp, because I don't want to get rid of obviously Kyle Connor. I mean, you could get a lot more in that package, but I don't think they want to do that.
No.
Anyone would want to do that. Could you package Myers, Kopp, and maybe even Dano this year? Wait, is it too early to package it this year to see what you can get?
Well, no, and I think even if you just to clear up cap space,
right. Oh yeah, that's key, because you want
it's so tough though, because like
you want Stastny.
There's no like it's so tough because like to get one, you're gonna have to sacrifice something. I would honestly like Kulikov making 4.3. I think they could do better than that. But
they could do better within their organization. Tucker Pullman.
I don't know, or Ben Chiarot, but I don't know if that's a movable contract.
That's a rough. You'd have to hold on to money at that. I'm assuming
it's not even like they could pair it with like a first round, you know, or a high draft pick because they don't have one. I don't know. I mean, I've said this before. The only way Stastny stays is if he takes like a maybe a 1 year deal worth less,
like 3 to 5.
Yeah, just
that's what I'm thinking.
Takes a bit of a smaller deal for the chance to win.
Yeah.
Unless the Jets move somebody.
They could move somebody. Well, that's what we're talking about right now.
So who do you move? Perreault, Little?
Oh, you're talking about...
like one of those guys?
But you want to keep Myers.
Well, I personally would.
Yeah. That's tough. My number one guy who I'd want to flip off that roster right now would be Brian Little, just because of the money that's locked up. With the money, yeah, right? With the money locked up in that, and nowadays in almost every trade, like, so you hold money. Yeah. Like, every team holds money.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean,
if you're Vegas, you're like, I'll just take 40% of Derek Brassard's remaining contract. Dickheads.
In retrospect, that was a good deal. But.
Yeah, of course.
But kept
Brassard away.
But then, you've got Line A, who's what? Probably north of 10?
Well, hey, you know what? We're on it. I don't know if you guys mentioned in passing at all. Evander Kane got 7 years, $7 million. Yeah. Now, he was put in a perfect circumstance. Like, this, honestly, it's not the number one team. It's not the number... It's okay, in the Bay Area, because San Jose's right there, it's the Golden State Warriors, then the San Francisco Giants, then probably, like, San Diego State or something, like a college team, and then the Sharks.
Yeah.
Fine, even if they're third. They're third. Everywhere Kane's been, Atlanta. Well, he was a nobody in Atlanta. Like, in terms of...
Well, I mean, he was really good when he was young. And then
in terms of notoriety. Well, but then he came to Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Pressure's on him. He's one of the superstars. It's what he wanted. It seems like he wanted to thrive in it. But questionable decisions and, like, questionable play sometimes led him out of town to Buffalo, which is just, like, another Winnipeg almost at that point where... Yeah, you got Bill's Mafia, which is, they're awesome. They're the most entertaining.
I love seeing people get put through tables on Sundays. It's great.
It's the best. I love it so much. So we got Bill's Mafia, and then Buffalo doesn't have an NBA team. They don't have an MLB team. They have a AAA squad for baseball to the Jays, I think. I could be wrong, but they have a AAA team. But Buffalo, there's nothing to do there wintertime. Nothing.
Yep.
Unless they host the World Juniors and it snows a lot there, whatever. So, again, not a great circumstance. And then he gets traded to San Jose, where he's kind of out of the eye. He's with other, like, I'm not saying Kane was a superstar on either. Like, he has a potential to, he's a good guy. He's a good player. He's a good hockey player. Now he's with other good hockey players and he's out of the public eye. So he got 7 years, $7
million. Yeah.
If Evander Kane got $7 million, has Kane ever put up 40 goals?
Nope.
Has he ever put up 35 goals?
What did he have this year? Did he break 30 again this year? I think he broke 30 again this year. I'll look.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Because just to get on with what I'm leading to.
That's a good deal for the player. I don't know if it's a great deal for the Sharks.
That's
but
a long time.
That's a lot of money. I mean,
I would have done, granted,
like his point percentage when he went there was really good. So maybe they're banking on him doing that.
When all their other guys are locked up.
But doing that for like a full season.
Well, they better hope a couple seasons at 7 years. I'm okay with the $7 million number. I'm okay with the number. Well,
he had nine goals in 17 games with them in the season during regular season. So
he's not going to keep that.
He had 29 goals, 54 points last year.
Okay, what's the most goals he's ever had in a season?
Well, he had 30 the first year Jets were back.
That's the most.
And that's when everyone thought he was reaching his potential.
Okay, so even if he does 30 perennially, okay, year round,
I don't think he's worth 7.5. Let's put it that way.
You got 7.
Or 7, whatever.
I'm okay with the 7 if it's a less year, because 7 years is a long time.
Yeah, it is.
So, what I'm getting at is, he's hit 30, what, once?
Once.
Okay, he's hit 30 once.
Basically, I mean, he got 29, Patrick Laine, so basically twice.
Let's bring it back home. He's got 30, how many did he have the first
44 year? 44 this year, 45 this year.
Plus 40, and then what did he have last year? 37?
36. So he's got 80 goals in his first two seasons.
We know he's good. So what is that? That right there, Patrick Laine is.
He's good. He's only played. He's still going to get better.
He He's not even, I mean, yeah, he's not even fully
developed. Like, he's 4 or 5 years away from being, like...
His hair hasn't fully receded yet. His beard's only going to get more luxuriously disgusting.
Well, I'm just thinking, too, like, I mean, Jack Eichel got 10.
Franchise players you're looking at.
McDavid got, what, 12 and a half?
I think he got 12 and a half, and, like, I think he owns half of Alberta now, yeah. I think.
So, like, I feel like Laine will be in between those two. Like, maybe closer to Eichel.
I hope closer to Eichel.
But, like, I mean, the guy...
Only for caps.
Guy's got 44 goals, and he's 20 years old.
I don't start the conversation. Same thing with, like, John Tavares. Like, I don't start it without 10.
Like, yeah, like, 10's the baseline.
Yeah. And if it's less than 10, I rip the paper up.
And you know what? I think the Jets know that, and I think they're okay with that.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, and then Wheeler. What do you do with Wheeler? Like, he'll be 32 when his deal's up, but he put up 91 points this year.
This year, but
he's always 70, you know, high 70s, and now this year, you know, so I it's going to be really curious.
Now everyone else's skill is catching up to
him. Well, but he's the captain, he's, you know, right now he's their best player. I mean, he won't be in a few years, but right now he is.
We've talked about it on this.
But what do you do? Like, podcast. he's making 5.6. Like, that's a steal for a deal for what they've gotten from him. Like, what? Like, I don't see how, like his ask.
He's getting 7 for sure.
He's getting 8. 7 to 8.
Well, but I'm saying, like, yeah, guaranteed 7.
But do you want to be giving that to a guy who's 32?
They gave it to Buff.
Well, that's true.
And, I mean, sure, he doesn't have the notoriety of being, yeah, I'm Dustin Byfuglien. I can kind of, I'm saying it mocking. I'm Dustin Byfuglien, I can impact a game. Blake Wheeler does.
Well, I think
this year,
he's
adapted his game.
I think this year, the Jets, like, all the attention that they got.
Like, he hit another gear.
No, but, like, media attention that they got, I think a lot of their players have moved, like, American media or media, like, national media, when they talk about players in the league, like, I think the Jets players are going to get a lot more notice now.
Oh, they're going to give way more respect to
to
everyone, the team, as they should.
I said to Greg last week, like, I think Wheeler's a guy that I don't think mid-30s will be bad for him. Like, I think he'll still be really good.
I think his points will drop off.
His points might drop, but he's still going to be effective for you.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just, what do you want to do? Because do you lock him up for 8 years and give him, like, you know, give him his rest of his career? Like, do you do that? Do you only go, like, 4 years?
I'm thinking five. Five would be the most.
Does he want to do that?
But even that five, that's a Brian Little thing. Scary.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sold on the Brian Little contract.
Well, the difference between Little and Wheeler is Wheeler doubles him in points.
Yes.
So that's
Brian
why it's
Little,
like
you know. Yeah, they're kind of switching off now at that point where now Wheeler's.
Oh, but Little was never more than like a 50-point guy.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, maybe 1 year, but you know, Wheeler, he's been top 20 in points like every year for the last. He's been top 10 the last 2 years. So, I mean, it's interesting. And if you sign him for 8 years, by the time he's gone, Mark Scheifele, who should be your next captain, he's 32 years old.
Mark Scheifele's going to be 32.
In 8 years. 33, actually.
That's so far away.
So do you lock Wheeler up for 8 years and then, you know, Scheifele's not getting it? I don't know if he would get a captaincy. I mean, maybe after.
Scheifele?
Yeah.
I still think they should have went with him right away. But it's happened, so we can't really argue that.
Interesting, yeah. Anyways, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I would trade...
Did we even talk about the Stanley Cup final game? I don't think we actually talked about it.
Well, we didn't watch it. How are we supposed to talk about it?
I don't know.
How are you liking the series so far? Obviously, we know it's a Golden Horseshoe.
Maybe a full game. Between the three games, I've watched maybe a full game.
Okay, and how do you like the Golden Horseshoe so far?
I don't know.
As you've deemed it.
I feel like Washington's been surprising because they've done things that other teams couldn't do.
You shut down Vegas.
Well, Vegas scored first in both the first two games, and in both those games, the Caps came back to take the lead. Jets couldn't do that. And even San Jose, LA in the first two rounds, they had trouble. They beat Vegas at home in regulation in the playoffs. That hadn't happened yet. So it's... I've been surprised at how effective the Caps have been in shutting them down. I feel like Vegas's top players too haven't. I don't want to say they are. I don't know if they're not playing well, but they're not impacting the game.
Well, they figured
like
out.
They were against like the Jets. I mean,
well, I heard a hot take today on local sports radio, Someone called in and said that the reason Vegas, Washington's beating Vegas is because they decided to hit them. And I was like, yeah, but you can't. Like, Winnipeg was also hitting them.
I don't know about that.
I think just, Washington, they're stacking the line, they're beating them to the pucks, and they're playing their own game and forcing the players, instead of dump and change or quick passes, like as they're entering from the neutral zone to the offensive zone for Vegas, they're forcing them to carry that player to carry in the puck. And sure, they're NHL stars, don't get me wrong. But if you force a guy to skate past you with the puck, you're going to try and get a swing, and then Capitals, their centers and forwards are coming back and being the second guy in and helping support on defensive. Like, Greg would be way better breaking down than I would.
No, yeah.
But then they're getting the puck, turning it over, and beating them at their own game, which is turnovers.
Well, and the thing...
They're getting every loose puck, it seems. At least from the highlights I've seen. I haven't seen
the full game. And that's the thing that, like, against the Jets is that I think Vegas was very fortunate. I'm not saying Vegas didn't deserve to beat the Jets, because they did. But it seemed like in every game, minus the first game, in every game, the Jets would be rolling, and then there'd be one turnover, and it's a goal. And it happened in every game. And I've never seen it so many bounces go one way so often. Like, I mean, game four, the Jets, you know, similar. They get down, they tie it, all over them in the third period. Fleury's making ridiculous saves, and then they go for a one-timer, Buff heals it, and it goes to center ice, and it's a breakaway.
Yeah.
Like, how often does that happen? That's the first goddamn time it happened, and the only time it happened all year.
Where Buff misses a clap.
But it's just, it felt like, just for whatever reason, every bounce Vegas got, and they capitalized, because they are opportunistic, and that allowed them to play the game that they want to play. They haven't been as lucky against the Caps. They're not getting as many bounces, and they're not able to play their game that they like to play. The game that they like to play is to be up by a goal or two, and
just keep
pressing. Smother you with defense. Yeah, and they can't do that against Washington because they aren't getting the bounces. And they aren't able to sit back. So, I think that's a big difference. And that's just sometimes, like, that's sometimes the way hockey goes.
Yeah, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
You know, like, you're able to play your game when you're getting the bounces. And if you're not getting the bounces, well...
Then you're not going to be...
Much like the Jets, they didn't get a lot of breaks in that Vegas series and they couldn't play their game.
Yeah, because they were frustrated.
Because they were chasing the game all
the time. Smashing sticks.
They were chasing the game all the time.
Yeah.
So I do think that's huge. Yeah. But having said that, I think Washington's playing really well. I think they're surprising a lot of people.
The way Washington's playing right now is leading me to believe that I'll be paying for some Chinese food coming up.
Well, tonight's a big game. Tonight's a big game. If the Caps win tonight...
Oh, 3-1? Yeah. I think it ends in... Oh, no way.
If Vegas wins tonight, though, that's interesting.
Then I have a hope at winning Chinese food. Because I took Vegas in six.
Yeah. I.
Greg took Vegas in seven.
I'll agree with you. Like, I think if the Caps win tonight, yeah, it's...
It's over in Washington in six.
Well,
you don't want to win the Stanley Cup in Vegas.
They're going to pull an LA Kings 2012. Throw game five.
I don't know.
Still only lose by a goal because you're not even trying to win.
I remember that. I'll never forget that. Yeah. Ever. Because it was like, dude, they were dominating. Like, every game.
They lost game five, and everyone's like, oh, are the Kings out of gas? And then they come out in game six, and it's what, like 6-0 in like the second period? And you're like, yeah, that's why they lost game five.
Yeah, they're like, we want to win at home with our families.
Yeah.
And of course, we wanted to party in Newark, New Jersey. Yeah. It's very enjoyable.
Super fun, yeah. I think the Caps are rallying around Ovi, too. Like, I think they know, like, it's hard to get back. If you don't win, it's hard to get back.
13 years. He's been in the league 13 years.
Well, look at Nashville, right? Like, they got there last year finally, lost, and then everyone's like, this is their year, and what happened? Second round, gone.
Which could happen to Jets next year. I hope not.
Well, it could. I hope not. You know, it could happen.
There's the flip stores with the Chicago Blackhawks. So it's like 2009. Got the teeth kicked in the conference finals.
Come back and win.
Come back and win it.
Yep.
Philadelphia, 2010. Teeth kicked in the Stanley Cup finals. Still waiting.
Well, you just never know. But I do think they're rallying around him right now pretty...
Oh, absolutely.
Pretty hard.
I think most of the hockey world is. Even I think guys on Vegas, they're hypothetically, if they lose, sure, they're going to be upset. But they're going to be, you know what? Good guy, Ovi.
It's your first year in the league, guys. Like, good guy. It's okay if you don't win the cup.
No, good guy, Ovi. Good guy, Ovi. Yeah, you know what's great? Actually, hold on. I had a tweet that... Or not a tweet. What did I have? A stat. Okay. Vegas could theoretically add Bobby Ryan and Erik Karlsson in a futures trade, cash out for John Tavares, extend William Karlsson long term, all while staying under the cap and not trading out a single contract.
Yep. And I think they're going to go for it.
They have 17 contracts for next year, like NHL roster contracts. They have to sign a couple guys, being William Karlsson, Wild Bill being one of them. They can afford to sign Tavares and Karlsson and take on Bobby Ryan, because right now I think they have, like, last time I checked, it was $24.8 million in cap space.
I think they have to be careful, though, because you can get blinded by the success that you've had this year. And you can say, yeah, let's go for it. Let's go get the best defenseman that's out there. Let's go get one of the best
forwards in the NHL. Chemistry.
Well, not even that, but like, how deep is their prospect pool right now? I don't think it's that deep.
They got pretty good guys.
Yeah, but...
For one draft pick, they got... one draft.
They don't even have enough to make up one AHL team.
Yeah.
So you got to be
careful. But that'll come in time.
Yeah, but you have to be careful that you blow it all year. You know, you go for it for a few years and, like... It's the Atlanta thing. You get all these young players and you throw them in right away, and then they're no good, and then you've got nobody left.
Oh, kind of so like asses and seats.
So you know, so yeah, like Vegas might be really good for 4 or 5 years, but then 4 or 5 years from now, what if these prospects don't pan out? You've got nothing to replenish with. That's what I'm saying. Now, granted, you know, Karlsson is, you know, what, mid-20s?
28?
28.
Oh, you mean William Karlsson?
No,
or
Erik Karlsson.
Erik, yeah, I think he's 28.
Tavares is what, mid-20s?
I think he's saying maybe a year
so
older.
So like those guys, you know, they have some years in them, but I think...
I'd love for them to
I think you have to be careful. I think you have to be careful.
Okay, so you're...
The other thing I remember too is Marc-Andre Fleury's not playing forever.
Yeah, so why not get those guys to like...
Maybe they go for it now and then they'll say, yeah, let's go rebuild. How does a rebuild go in Vegas? How is that received by...
You have to buy people. Oh, you mean fans. Fans.
How is that received?
Oh. You know what? They have to go for it now and gain fans because in, what, 2 years? Because
they wanted...
The Raiders are coming down.
But they wanted to do sort of the Winnipeg thing, right? Build it up for 4 or 5 years. Be good for, like, a long time. Now they're doing it the other way where they're good right away.
They're burning it at both ends.
They're burning, exactly. So what do you do? And, you know, I don't know. It's just maybe I'm looking too far in the future.
If you're Vegas, then, George McPhee, what do you do? What are you doing?
Well, I think you have to be aggressive because I don't think you can sit back and say,
we'll wait a couple
we're
going to
take our time. I mean, and then they've got like James Neal's a UFA, David Perron's a UFA. Do you bring them back? And really, I mean, like, who do they have for a backup goalie? Malcolm Subban? Like, is he going to be a...
Well, they didn't want the services of Calvin Picard, who's now in the AHL Calder Cup Finals.
Well, that's true.
As a backup to Garrett Sparks, but whatever.
There you go.
Series is at 1-1 with Texas Stars.
Oh, they finally lost the game, huh?
They finally lost the game.
Hadn't the Marlies won, like, 9 games in a row or something?
I
think they swept, like, 2 rounds straight.
I think that would be a question for Greg.
Yeah, I think we talked about it last
time. I watched game 1 and 2, actually. It was fantastic. Yeah. They were really good. It was nice. And I love watching the AHL because I totally forgot. I'm like, who the hell is that guy? Never heard of him in my life.
There you go.
What has he got? 10 goals in the playoffs? My goodness. Look at that guy go.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Vegas, I guess we'll see.
That's fair. I'll see what I got. I'll see if I have any other more notes here. Oh, here's a great one. This is a headline I came across. Sabres Housley spending off-season watching YouTube clips of Dahlin. Come on.
Why wouldn't you?
I guess. Phil Housley isn't a hockey scout, but he plays one online. That's the first line. That's all I got.
You don't think Chevy wasn't watching Line A videos for like 2 months straight?
I bet your booty he was.
And then like going to the whiteboard and being like, Bufflin, Line A, Wheeler, Shifley, and like doing power play things in his head.
Or like maybe even writing Jesse Puljujarvi just for fun. Just to spice it up a bit.
Just to see.
Oh, more good news for the Vegas Golden Knights. Up-and-coming blue liner Nicholas Hägg was named the CHL's Defenseman of the Year on Saturday. Mississauga Steelheads, I believe.
Did we talk about the bets in Vegas? Did you guys talk about that? I don't know if we talked about it.
The bets in Vegas? No.
So at the beginning of the year, when the bookies made their odds,
okay,
Vegas was 500-1 odds to win the Stanley Cup.
Vegas odds, okay.
500-1, not very good. Probably the worst or second worst.
Okay.
people put money down at those odds.
No.
So if Vegas wins
500-1?
Yeah. So if Vegas wins the Stanley Cup, they're going to lose $6 million in bets.
Because so many people put bets on? Yeah. There's a famous guy in Vegas.
So they're actually offering people buyouts. They're going to give them a portion of what they would win.
If
guaranteed money if they retract their bet.
How does that work? So say if I put $100 down, I'd win $500,000?
Yeah, so if you put a dollar down, you win $500. And then it just extrapolates.
So they're contacting the high bet people, and they're like, hey.
Probably. The people that are going to win, yeah, like thousands of dollars.
Like, it's like, hey, you're going to win $400,000. We'll give you $75,000 to pull your bet out.
Pretty much, yeah.
Would you take it out? If you put $10,000 down, hypothetically, at $10,000, you put $10,000 down. It's spare change, and you're going to win $50,000. They contact you and say, we'll give you $17,500.
Put it this way. If I have $10,000 to throw on a hockey team that has terrible odds, I'm leaving that bet in. I've got money. I don't need money.
That's a great point. I didn't think of that.
But if it's me where I've like, I just jokingly put like $20 down and then, you know, like someone like me, like I'm, you know, mid-20s. Like,
yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, we'll give you $25 right now if you just say walk away. I'd be like, that's pretty tempting.
Yeah. Okay. No, but dude, that is a fantastic point. If you have 10 grand.
If you got the money, then just leave it.
Wow. I didn't thought of, yeah, of course, at 20. It's like,
but if I put $20 down, like, ha-ha, jokingly, and then they're like, hey, well, we'll give you $25 if you walk away right now, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. That's so true. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, if you have $10,000, and you're like, well, if I'm betting $10,000, I will just stick it out, because I'm willing to lose that money.
I just find it's just so ironic.
$6.5 million?
It's just so ironic. Dang. That, like, the success of the team is going to cost the city that much money.
Yeah,
no, it's, like, it's just it's millions. It's anyway. Really
that's
ironic.
That out of here. Who is that?
It's
guy?
Just ironic.
Yeah,
but
yeah, that Vegas is gonna get burned at their own system.
Well, they could get burned.
Yeah, yeah, hypothetically, yes.
Yeah.
You guys did mention that Memorial Cup.
We talked about it briefly, I think.
Okay, I have some fun stats then. Acadie Bathurst Titan, they won the 100th MasterCard Memorial Cup. They won 3-0 over the Regina Pats, which was actually the host. With a population of just under 12,000, Bathurst, New Brunswick is the smallest city to win the Memorial Cup since which city?
What's their population?
Just under 12,000. The city that owns the record for the smallest.
You're gonna have to tell me because I'm so bad with junior hockey and
okay,
I don't.
This city, know. This city is in Manitoba.
Okay,
hold on,
Brandon.
Do not have a junior team like in this league anymore. Bobby Clark played for this junior team.
Who? Portage?
The Flin Flon Bombers.
Oh, wow.
In 1957, population 10,234.
Holy smokers.
Right? Not so bad. So, I'm just trying to see. Yeah, they won their first ever title. And I'm trying to... Oh, yeah. This is one more. William Carlson just throwing shade at Columbus people. Just saying, like, yeah, well, I've always wanted to be a top six player. Not being one in Columbus is really frustrating. I wanted the chance. And that's fair. Who doesn't?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think. Again, like, who saw this coming?
Who's the Miller? Colin Miller?
Colin Miller?
Colin Miller and Nate Schmidt. Get the hell out of here.
Like,
Nate Schmidt was scratched 20. Yeah, perfect. Come on. Come on, man. Come on.
Derek Englund and Lucas Spezza are on their decor.
The year was 2018.
Like, they're not terrible.
It is
but
June. What day is
they're
it?
Like career,
June 4th.
They're like career mediocre defensemen.
Remember when Derek Englund signed that contract in Calgary? On this very podcast, I was like, what are you doing, Calgary? What are you guaranteeing $2.9 million for Derek Englund? The guy who was hired to protect Crosby's fists. That's what he was for two seasons, or at least a season.
Yep. So,
any other notes on the NHL?
That's all I got.
That's okay, me too. Well, this has been episode 200. We actually forgot to call Greg. I didn't even message him.
Were we supposed to?
I told him I was going to message him. It's okay, here, I'll be Greg for a minute. Tremont Mars, best team ever. You know what?
Hey,
I've changed my ideas on Vegas. I think Washington's going to win. I like how Greg also kind of becomes Jim Benning a bit. Oh, actually, friend of the show, Matt Draper, suggested, he's like, you know who I think Vancouver should target and go after? Martin Furk. It's Jimmy's dream player.
There you go.
FRK.
No vowels.
No vowels. No vowels. I love it. I love it. There you go. All right, episode 200. If you'd like to contact us, contact us. Wow, can you speak? LastMinNPC@gmail.com. LastMinNPC on Twitter. Wherever you find your podcast, you'll be able to find us there at Last Minute In Podcast. And what else? Oh, yeah, and then on YouTube at Last Minute In Podcast as well, I believe. Until next time, I'll see you later. I'll see you another time. Have a good eve. Dan, do you want to say that last line?
Which one?
I don't know. Say any quote, anything you like.
Wilson!
That's awesome.